For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz, Beaver men's hockey team. Exhibition game against the University of Manitoba off of a 4-2 loss earlier in the week to Minnesota Duluth. Joined by Dante Lawson. Talking a little bit about Tuesday. Very little about an exhibition game and just a whole lot about college hockey here. But how important was it to get away from things for a little bit, get a break, come back and kick the rust off a little bit?
Yeah, I think if you ask everybody, you know, you get around to the end of November, early December, there's the lull and practices get a little bit shorter for you, which is nice, but everyone needs that little reset, and it's always good to get home, see the family for a couple weeks, and then once you get back, you're just hungry and ready to get after it again.
How important was it that you guys got better as the night progressed?
Super important, especially because we haven't played in a couple weeks, and just, as you said, get the rust off as we got going throughout the first period, and we built on it, and it was nice to see, and hopefully we can carry it on throughout the rest of the season.
What do you personally want to get out of an exhibition game?
Just work on the little things, like Coach has been saying all week. We just got to get our habits right and get back to the game, and I think after taking the couple weeks off and playing Duluth was nice for us, and especially having an exhibition game to kind of shore those things up.
Exhibition games, quote unquote, don't mean anything. There is no game that means nothing though, right?
No, never. Not in any sport. There's no game. If you're on that ice, it's always, no matter if it's practice even, it's always everyone's going hard.
All right. Big picture college hockey. Growing up virtually right between Duluth and Bemidji. You got lots of options of players to follow as a kid and programs to follow as a kid. And yeah, we're going to throw the Gophers in because most kids in the state are watching them at least a little bit and paying attention to them. You know, you get up into northwestern Minnesota, maybe you're focusing on North Dakota a little bit more. But for you growing up in northern Minnesota with all these options, how nice was it to just be a fan of hockey and college hockey and get drawn to college hockey?
Yeah, it was super nice. Like when I was a kid, I don't even remember who was my favorite college hockey team. Like my parents would bring me to a Beaver game one weekend and we'd head to Duluth the next weekend. Like it was so nice to be right in the middle kind of that and be able to go watch games. When my brother was in the cities his first time around when I was about like 7, 8, we would go down to all the Gopher games. It was easy to get around Minnesota there. But yeah, I don't really know who my favorite team was, but I've been to Bemidji games the most for sure.
Did you ever take that for granted?
Yeah, I definitely took that for granted. My parents, I don't think they might wanted to go half the time, but I kind of forced them to.
Do you feel fortunate now looking back at it that, you know, you've been able to be a part of what is really cool? I mean, college hockey's a cool deal, that you've been a part of it virtually your entire life.
Yeah. Ever since I was a kid, I've always dreamed of playing college hockey, and now that I'm here, it's so surreal for me, and it's almost done. You know, you only got the last couple months left, so I just got to make the most of it and don't take anything for granted.
You know, you go out east, and you drive 100 miles, and you're probably going to pass 10 college hockey schools. Not the case up here. Does that draw you to the sport even more when, yes, you've got a lot of options in Minnesota? It's most college hockey teams in a state in the country, but yet you are kind of spread out a little.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, as you said, like you go to like Michigan, for example, we drive through how many college teams on, like, say if we go to Lake State or whatnot, and Minnesota's a little different, but I just think the culture around Minnesota is so special and it makes kids just fall in love with the game.
Big picture, you're going to be relying on a lot of freshmen. Tom always says by January they're not freshmen anymore. What have you noticed about their growth from beginning of the year till now?
It's crazy to see them and what they've accomplished so far. Like you look at a guy like Issa, like just he looks like he's been there for 4 years. You know, Pans are stepping up big, winning faceoffs, and it's fun to play with them guys. And just watching each and every one of them in practice is really, it's really been something special to see them grow.
Matias made his 100th career start. 100. As a fellow player, what's that mean to you?
It's been so unreal to watch him play hockey. I've never, and I don't think I ever will, have a goalie as dedicated and as good as him.
Best of luck.
Appreciate it.